Welcome back to the deep dive. So you asked us to really shortcut the learning curve on a big topic workflow orchestration.
And specifically, a tool that's been making some waves. It's called Dagoo.
Yeah, Dagoo. And it's known for this surprisingly lightweight approach. If you've ever had to manage complex automated processes, you know the headache we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. You've got dozens of different tasks, right?
Right. A Python script over here, maybe an old shell script there, a few remote database backup.
And they're all tied together by these fragile implicit dependencies, scheduled by messy old school cron jobs.
Exactly. And when one of them fails, figuring out what broke, why it broke, and which other tasks you have to manually rerun.
It's not debugging at that point.
No, it's what we call an archaeological dig. You're just sifting through fragmented server logs and, you know, ancient config files.
Mm-hmm.
That pain, that manual dependency tracking, that is exactly the complexity Dagoo aims to just get rid of.
So our mission today is to take the sources you sent us.
Right. The docs, the comparisons, community discussions.
And really understand how this tool can be so powerful for production, but also simple enough that you can set it up instantly. It's a really easy entry point into a field that's usually pretty complex.
It really is. Now, before we plunge into the details, just a quick word from our sponsor who makes all this possible. This deep dive is supported by SafeServer. SafeServer handles the hosting of software, making sure your critical tools are always running smoothly, and they support you in your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's unpack the foundational idea here. When we talk about workflow orchestration, we're really dealing with one core concept.
The directed acyclic graph, the DAG.
Exactly, the DAG. For anyone learning, you can just think of it as a flowchart. It's a visual map of all the steps in your process.
And the arrows show the order, right? Step A has to finish before step B can even start.
Precisely. The problem with those legacy cron jobs you mentioned is that the DAG is implicit. It's just in your head or buried in scripts.
So Dagoo makes you define it explicitly.
It forces you to. But here's the key differentiator. Dagoo is designed for systems where you already have these complex jobs running.
Maybe in Perl or shell script.
Or some ancient version of Java.
Yeah. Wow.
It lets you orchestrate them without making you rewrite everything. And more importantly, without forcing you to define the DAG in a language like Python, which a lot of the bigger tools require.
So it's configuration, not coding.
That's the perfect way to put it.
That leads us right into the simplicity factor, which honestly is pretty astonishing. Most of these tools, they demand so much infrastructure just to get started.
A huge external database, multiple worker services.
Configuration files spread across 5 different folders. It's a lot. Dagoo promises what they call instant setup.
And being air-gapped ready.
Yes. And the core of that promise is the single binary advantage. You install it by just placing one executable file. That's it.
And it runs instantly. It doesn't need an external database or any specific cloud service. For the learner, this means you can try it out and have a fully working system in minutes.
Even on a laptop.
Even on a laptop or in some isolated test environment. The setup is literally a simple curl command to download the binary. Then you type Dagoo start all.
And you're done.
And you're done. The web UI is running, usually at localhost point A0A0. That zero dependency approach is, well, it's profound.
It cuts down on the operational overhead, I imagine.
Hugely. No database connection issues, no complex security groups to configure. The whole architecture is just concise. Workflows are in files, logs are structured files, history is stored in JSON files.
Okay, so let me bring in some critical thinking here, because that raises a fascinating question. If it's all file-based storage, you know, YAML, JSON, doesn't that risk performance or reliability compared to, say, a dedicated database like PostgreSQL?
That is an excellent point, and it cuts right to the philosophical trade-off that Dagoo has made.
Okay.
And you're right. For pure, massive-scale data analytics where you need to run complex SQL queries on billions of records, a real database is better, no question.
But Dagoo's not for that.
It's targeting a different pain point. It's for migrating away from those legacy cron systems, where you're dealing with hundreds or maybe thousands of runs a day, not millions per hour.
I see.
By using file-based storage, they get rid of the single biggest complexity and security headache in setting up enterprise software, the database. They're trading that hyperscale querying for operational simplicity.
And for most people coming from just checking logs with SSH, it's a huge step up.
A massive step up with zero operational management overhead. And that trade-off is often worth it for teams that just want to move fast.
So if the setup is instant, the next step is obviously defining the workflows. How do you get those messy cron jobs into Dago?
Well, that brings us to what they call universal execution, and it's all defined in simple YAML.
The interaction is really declarative. You're not writing boilerplate code in Python. You're just defining your pipeline in YAML.
Which stands for yet another markup language.
Yep.
It's incredibly readable. Even if you've never coded, you can pretty much figure out what the file is telling Degu to do.
So let's walk through it. You start with the schedule.
Yeah, you start with the schedule. You use a standard cron expression, which is just a common way to set recurring times, something like 000 for midnight daily.
Simple enough.
Then you just define your steps by name and the command you want to run.
And what's really powerful here is that the same simple YAML structure can handle completely different kinds of tasks, this universal execution thing.
Exactly. For instance, one step might be a simple local Python script. The command is just command.python dataextract.py. Daigu runs that on the host machine.
Okay, but then the very next step in the same file could be a remote command, right, over SSH.
Yep. You just add executor.session, and now Daigu is telling a distant server to run, say, command.backupdatabase.esh.
Wow, and then you could have a task that needs total isolation.
Right. Instead of running on the server, you can tell Daigu to use the Docker executor.
So you just add executor.docker with a command like python 0.3.11 python process.py.
And by doing that, you're telling Daigu to spin up a totally clean, isolated Python environment just for that script, run it, get the result, and then tear the whole thing down.
That unifies shell scripts, remote servers, and containers into one readable file. That's a huge deal.
It is. And what's particularly fascinating, and this was a recent game changer of version 1.23, is the GitHub Actions Executor.
Okay, tell me about that.
Well, think about the ecosystem. There are over 20,000 GitHub Actions available for everything from checking your code to deploying infrastructure.
And this executor lets you run them in Dagoo.
Any of them, locally. Without having to spin up a full CI/CD platform, it's a massive shortcut for testing and local automation. You're basically bringing the power of the cloud's automation ecosystem down to your server or laptop.
All managed through that simple YAML. And it's not just code, right? We saw other executors.
Yeah, like HTTP for making API calls in a sequence, and even JQ for doing advanced JSON processing right inside the workflow.
So it really is a single control plane for code, infrastructure, and data.
That's the goal.
Okay, so we know it's lightweight. We know it's simple to define workflows, but we have to ask, can this little single binary really stand up to a production environment? For the learner looking to adopt this, that's the big question.
Absolutely. And the sources are clear. It is packed with production-ready features. And it manages the common headaches right out of the box, starting with
Yeah,
resilience.
you mean error handling?
Exactly. If a task fails because of some temporary network glitch, Daigu handles automatic retries. But it does it smartly, using something called exponential backoff.
Explain that. What is exponential backoff?
It just means Daigu doesn't just try again immediately. It waits a bit after the first failure, then waits a lot longer after the second, and so on.
Ah, so it's not hammering a system that might already be struggling.
Precisely. It gives the external system time to recover, which dramatically improves the stability of the whole workflow.
Okay, so that's resilience. What about scaling? How does a single binary handle running jobs across multiple machines?
Right, they mentioned distributed execution and queue management. The way it works is pretty clever, and it stays true to that lightweight design.
No central database to coordinate things.
Nope. Multiple Daigu instances can coordinate just by sharing a persistent file system, like a network share. They use that shared space to sync up their state and manage the queues.
Which lets you control how many jobs can run at the same time.
Exactly. So you can scale out your execution power without having to scale up a big, complex database.
And for organizing things as they get more complex.
I love the nested workflows feature. It's basically like creating functions for your pipelines. You can define a small, reusable DAGI, like a data cleanup process, and then just call it as a single step inside a much bigger workflow.
Keeps things tidy.
Very tidy. And they also have conditional steps. So a task will only run if a certain condition is met, maybe based on the output of a previous task. It becomes a truly dynamic pipeline.
We also saw some enterprise-grade features for scheduling and security.
We did. The advanced scheduler is important because it's not just tied to the server's local time. It supports time zone awareness.
With the CRNTZ variable.
Right. So your server can be in London, but your process can kick off at 3 a.m. New York time. And Daigu handles that perfectly.
And for security in a corporate environment.
They support basic auth and, more importantly, OIDC authentication.
OpenID Connect, that's the modern standard.
It is. It lets you use your company's existing sign-on system to secure the web UI, the logs, everything.
Looking at their roadmap, it seems like they're really committed to maturing this.
Yeah, that underscores it. They're prioritizing key enterprise needs. Things like human-in-the-loop approvals, where a workflow literally pauses until a person clicks approve.
And robust secret management.
Which is critical. Integrating with tools like KMS or Vault so that you never have to put passwords or API keys directly in your workflow files. It shows they're serious about enterprise use cases, even with this simple architecture.
So we started this deep dive with that familiar frustration of legacy scheduling, you know, the implicit dependencies, the fragmented logs, chasing down failed cron jobs.
Archaeological dig.
The dig, yeah. And we found Dagu a really compelling, lightweight solution defined in readable declarative YAML.
Deployable as a single binary, but it can orchestrate remote commands, local scripts, Docker containers.
And even that massive library of GitHub actions.
Mm-hmm.
The key takeaway for you, the learner, has to be the value of declarative configuration. Dagu just reduces the cognitive load so much. You manage complex systems with config files, not boilerplate code.
And that simple YAML translates directly into better visualization and much, much easier long-term maintenance.
The developers were asked directly, why not just use something like Airflow?
Right, and their answer really reveals Dagu's core strength. It's built to take your existing programs and scripts and orchestrate them without you needing to modify them.
So if you have a working Python script, you don't need to wrap it in a bunch of framework-specific code just to schedule it.
You just point Dagu's executor at it. That incredibly low barrier to adoption is what really sets it apart.
So here's a final thought for you to explore. Consider a complex multi-server process in your own work.
Right now, you might be managing it with a bunch of different server logs and manual checks.
How much simpler, how much more reliable would that be if the entire pipeline, the dependencies, the status, the logs, was all visualized as a single explicit D accessible right from a web browser?
Instead of being buried and fragmented across half a dozen different screens and server terminals?
That vision of centralized control over complexity is definitely food for thought. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into Dagu. We hope you feel equipped to tackle workflow orchestration with a newfound appreciation for lightweight power. And thank you again to our sponsor, SafeServer, who supports the hosting of this deep dive and all your digital transformation needs. You can learn more about how they can help you at www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.